Atención.
Yuca Stereo. Yuca Stereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m.
90.1
FM. Yuca Stereo. Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future, at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Nest of Plagues. They are from Budapest in Hungary. And we listened to the song Blackened Sky from their brand new album Hellsolation. Before that, we listened to our brothers from another mother, Necronado. They are from Vancouver, Canada. And we listened to their brand new single, Sinister Minister, which is coming out in all platforms on May the 2nd. And before that, we listened to our guests tonight, Art of Attrition. They are from Red Deer, Alberta, here in Canada. And we listened to the song Drown in Fog, which is part of their 2024 EP, And It Will All End Forever. And speaking about our brothers from another mother, Necronado, Sinister Minister is their second single from their maybe upcoming album, Wink Wink. And they are playing on May the 3rd at Lana Luz, also with Nobody and Stolen Goods. So this is May the 3rd, Saturday at Lana Luz. And doors at 8, only $10 to go to the show, so don't miss it. This is Lana Luz at 362 Powell Street. And the first band starts at 9:15 sharp, so be there and be square. May 3rd, Necronado with Nobody and Stolen Goods at Lana Luz. And speaking about shows, let me tell you what's happening in the next couple of days. If you like a little bit of a, not hard rock, but I don't know how to describe it, not even punk. Anyway, just a little hard rock, punkish music. At the Rickshaw this Wednesday, April 23rd, Cloud Nothings with Slow Fiction and Generación Suicida are playing. Also on the 25th, also at the Rickshaw, we have Day of the Dog, Canyon Riders, Pistol Whip the Devil, DJ JJ Kite Cart, and what else do we have? On May the 2nd, also at Lana Luz, one day before the Necronado show, we have the Anti-Queens and the Venonoms Pinks, also with the Get Arounds. Then on May the 10th, there's an Emo Night Brooklyn at the Brick Show. On May 15th, we have the Modified Ghost Festival going on. So on May 15th, at the Brick Show, you have Obscura with Atheist, Origin, Decrepit Birth, Fractal Universe, and Bayonet Dismemberment. On May 16th, you have Pig Destroyer, Cognitive, Dying Remains, Scalding, and Snake Pit and Dirge. And on May 17th, you have Sacrifice, Ancients, Bewitcher, Shattered Throne, and Yegg. All these on the Rickshaw, May 15, 16, and 17 as part of the Modified Ghost Festival. And then also on May the 2nd at KW Studios, you have Shoth, Without Mercy, and Dissolver. Then on May 3rd, you have a Wacken Metal Battle semifinal, the BC semifinal. This is at the Cobalt on May the 3rd, with bands to be announced. The challengers for BC semifinal are Deathbound, Gregorius, Iron Kingdom, and Yegg. And this is the Cobalt on May the 3rd. And then at the Wise Hall on May the 9th, you have Ripped to Shreds, Contusion, Hedonist, and Asphyxiated. Wise Hall on May 9th.
On May 10th at the Astoria, No Light Escapes, their farewell show, which also has Don't Deserve a Grave and No Fate in Fortune. This is May the 10th at the Astoria. And then at on May 15th at Funky Winker Beans, you have Random Killing, Mother F-U-C-K-E-R-S, and I, Brain Eater. This is Funky Winker Beans, May 15th. And on May 18th at the Kingsway Club, which is that voice pop, you have Tribunal, The Nausea, and T-I-V-R. There you go. That's shows for you. And remember, Necronado on May the 3rd at Lana Luz, along with Nobody and Stolen Goods. All right, let's continue with the music here at the Metal Meltdown.
We'll be right back. All bets are off, but there is no end in sight. Fixated on intervening space and time. Walking right in the trap of nihilism. Evolve day by day, but it's too late. Rats in the maze find their own way to escape. The line is crossed, there is no way to reverse this.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is The Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by Mankind. at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown.
Just listen to Matt Parrish from Montreal, Montreal, Canada, Quebec. And listen to the song Got, which is part of the perennial Dust of Forever. Before that, listen to Peak of Distortion, from Germany. And listen to the song Crucify Me, which is part of the brand new Galvanize. And to start the set, listen to our guest tonight, Art Patrician from Red Deer, Alberta, here in Canada. And listen to the song Vitriol, which is part of her latest EP from 2024, and It Will All End Forever. And now let's praise to the gods of mythologies that establish a connection with Greg from Art Patrician. Okay, we are here with Greg from Art of Patrician. How are you, Greg?
Hello, hello.
Thank you very much. How is the weather behaving these days? That side of the woods.
Typical Alberta weather. One week it's really nice, the next week is snowing, then it's nice, then it's snowing, and then it's sunny.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the weather is exactly the same. But also, you know, it's the same as you said, just switch snow for rain, but yep, that's exactly the same. We don't get that much sun. So I think you're a little better there.
Yeah, when the sun comes out and rears its head, it's really nice.
That's good. All right, so I guess for people that are not too familiar with Art of Attrition, maybe we could start with just a little, you know, a little history of the band and, yeah, I don't know, members and a history of the band.
Yeah, definitely. Art of Attrition was a band that was, you know, basically a COVID band. At first, it was Jack Sutherland and Johnny Van der Royce. They're the guitar players and basically were composing The Void Eternal, which is our first album. And they wanted drums to it, so they hired me, because at the time I was doing quite a bit of session work, and I just really loved it, so I ended up joining permanently. And that was the same story with Josh, who at the time was playing with Protosequence. He still is, but essentially he really loved the music too, so that's basically how it happened. And for sound, it's definitely a deathcore bass. But we have a lot of black metal, technical death metal, slam, beatdown, S-style, you know, parts to our music as well. Our lyrics are more personal and emotionally themed, reflecting, you know, the human struggle, the human experience, you know, everyday stuff for a lot of us. Yeah, and we definitely love playing live. We have a pretty high energy performance, and yeah.
No, that's pretty good. Well, at least, you know, one good thing out of COVID. We have our demonstration,
yeah,
so that's
sure.
Great.
Yeah.
I see. And in terms of like EPs, LPs, like how's your production?
Oh, yeah, so we have... The Void Eternal, which is our first LP, definitely has some fun songs on it. The Malthusian Catastrophe is a really fun one. To Dance in the Den of Snakes has an amazing chorus in it. We really enjoyed writing that one. And there's another one called Hunt, and it's a very, very fast song. It's, you know, on drums, it's about 340 BPM, but at the same time, it has a lot of groove to it, so that's a good one. And then our next one was And It Will All End Forever. That was an EP which kind of everyone was able to give their all in terms of like composition and writing and et cetera, et cetera. It's a four-song EP, but every song we have on that EP is always requested for live. Vitriol, Emaciate, Drown in Fog, And It Will All End Forever. Yeah, it's a very fun EP to play. And then we just released a new single called Subserviate and Decay. And that's kind of like a culmination of what our sound is, what our brand is. And we ended up doing something that we really haven't done before, and it's kind of like a beatdown-esque style thing in the middle of the song, and it turned out really good. A lot of people liked it.
Well, that's pretty good. Yeah, you have quite the quite excuse me, quite a production there. That's pretty awesome. And yeah, in terms of composing, like, is it a group effort, like for the music, or also, you know, for the lyrics? Is there a person dedicated to the lyrics?
Yeah. So Jack and Johnny and myself, we all do the kind of instrument composition. Jack and Johnny also do the orchestrations and, you know, extra sounds and backtracks and whatnot. And then Josh he's the sole lyricist. So he's the only one that has any say on the lyrics or whatever. And that's kind of that's kind of the jobs, I guess you could say. And then, yeah, we kind of just hash it out. We record, you know, listen through a couple times, do some pre-production, basically, want to call it, and then just try and get the song to a point where everyone is 100%, and then once that happens, we're good to go.
That's pretty good. Let us go and listen to a little bit of more music from Art of Attrition, and we'll be right back here to keep chatting with Greg. Remember, you're listening to The Metal Meltdown at CJSF 90.1 FM.